This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis Cooperative, providing innovative solutions to tomorrow's agriculture. On Tuesday, June 30th, USDA will publish the Planted Acreage and Quarterly Grain Stocks reports. We will hear more about what to expect in the reports from Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net next.
When TarSpot showed up, Sky Scout was already on it. Before widespread reports, before it was making headlines, before many growers even knew it was there. That's what happens when your fields are being monitored throughout the season. Sky Scout from Landis Cooperative helps identify disease pressure, crop stress, and other yield-threatening issues early, giving you the information you need to make timely decisions. Because the earlier you know, the more options you have. Talk with your Landis representative or call 515-817-2100 to learn more about Sky Scout today.
Matt Bennett is the CEO and co-founder of AgMarket.net, and he tells the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network about the pre-report estimates from AgMarket.net.
You know, I think the biggest one that's coming, of course, is this report. You know, I mean, we've got a big time report out that will be, hitting, on Tuesday. And obviously with acreage, you know, we came up with our estimates, 94.9 on corn, 85.3 on beans, and backed off on wheat this year versus a year ago.
Bennett says it is difficult to know how accurate the March planting intentions report was based on the survey response.
Corn and beans, of course, is the one that I think most people are focused on. I'll tell you, Mark, this is a really tough one to outguess. We talked to a lot of growers. We've talked to people in the seed industry, just trying to get a handle on it. I think one thing that makes it really hard to outguess, we don't really know how good that March number was this year as far as planting intentions go. Survey response was fairly low. A lot of times that March number isn't exactly the greatest indicator of where we're going to end up. And then, of course, last year, you look at corn acres, and even after the June report, we just grew acres throughout the rest of the year.
Although the acreage report will take center stage on Tuesday, Bennett says the quarterly grain stocks report carries significant weight as well.
There's a lot of different question marks there on quarterly stocks. We know demand's been good. Disappearance is probably going to come up fairly strong. But one of the big question marks, I think, for people is, hey, did the USDA get the 25 crop correct?
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.